Hi, my name is Landon. I am 8 years old and I play the piano, and you are listening to Kids Can Butte on Interlochen Public Radio.
Well, thank you, Landon. By the way, that was Landon playing our Kids Can Butte theme on his piano. If you'd like to be featured on our show like Landon playing the theme, you can find the sheet music, instructions, everything you need to know at our website, kidscommute.org. Today's piece of music is about the next stop on Gulliver's travels, which is the island of Laputa. This is a flying island that lives in the sky. And all of the people who live on this island are incredibly smart. They only think about math all day. And in fact, these people are so smart and so lost in all of this complex calculation in their minds that they need a clapper to walk around with them. Now, a clapper is a person that hits them with a bag of beans or pebbles so that they can pay attention and not run into stuff. Today's music is the Laputans and their attendant Flappers. This is by Telemann. Telemann called them Flappers instead of Clappers. And again, remember that this music by Telemann was written as a fun exercise for folks at home to be able to play with two violins. And in this, you can hear that one violin is a very slow Laputan thinking about stuff. While the other one is his attendant clapper going, hey, hey, pay attention, pay attention. Hear how that works? Here are the Laputans and their attendant clappers, or as Telemann called them, flappers. Carolyn Balding and Andrew Manzi played the violin, performing Laputans and their attendant clappers, or flappers, by Georg Philipp Telemann, based on the book Gulliver's Travels by Jonathan Swift. Okay, kids commuters, we have one more hint for you in the Quizlet this week. All week we've been asking you this question. If you get it right, we'll send you a prize pack in the mail. The question: Jonathan Swift invented a word in Gulliver's Travels that is still in use today, only now it has four meanings. This one word, Swift's definition of the word was that it meant a brute in human form. A brute is a violent person. Another definition, it means someone who's not very smart. In an unrelated meaning, the word is also an exclamation of joy. And in its fourth usage, it is also the name of a popular search engine. What word means all of these things? If you know, send it to us in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. You can win one every 30 days. Okay, Kids Commuters, I think that does it for today's... Oh, sorry, I just got hit by my clapper. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlaken Puglet Radio.